Kleine Worte, Episode 3. One little Dutch word that does a lot of jobs. Nar. Four letters, spelled. N-A-A-R. Naar is a workhorse. You already know its core meaning. Direction, to, or toward. But it sprawls into several other roles, plus one trap. There's a second word spelled exactly the same, that's completely unrelated. Let's walk through them. Direction first. Any verb of motion, a verb meaning movement, like to go, to walk, to drive, points at a destination with naar. The preposition. That's the little word that links a noun to the rest of the sentence. Sits between the verb and the destination. Ik ga naar huis. I'm going home. Wij gaan naar Amsterdam. We're going to Amsterdam. Hij loopt naar buiten. He's walking outside. Beten ze kers outside. Naar het station. To the station. The destination, station, sits on the right. Standard direction usage. Now a Dutch flourish. Naar can be bookended with a trailing toe, spelled T-O-E, especially when the destination is a person, or when you want to emphasize the going toward. Hij komt naar mij toe. He's coming over to me. Notice the naar mij toe sandwich. The destination wrapped by both naar at the front and toe at the back. Wij gaan naar het strand toe. We're going to the beach. The trailing toe is optional, but very natural in spoken Dutch. Now the big one for learners. A whole class of Dutch verbs always pairs with naar, where English uses at, to, for, or about. There's no rule to predict which English preposition maps onto naar. You just learn the verb plus naar as a single unit, like a phrasal compound. Here are the essentials. Kijken naar, to look at or to watch. We kijken naar een film. We're watching a movie. Luisteren naar, to listen to. Ik luister naar muziek. I'm listening to music. Zoeken naar, to search for. Hij zoekt naar zijn sleutels. He's looking for his keys. Vragen naar, to ask about or to ask after. Ze vroeg naar je. She asked after you. Verlangen naar, to long for. Ik verlang naar de zomer. I long for summer. In all of these, naar has bleached out its direction meaning. It's now just grammatical glue, the verb's required partner. But if you squint, there's still a faint ghost of direction. Looking is aimed at the film. Longing is pointed at the summer. Searching is directed at the keys. A sense or a desire is being pointed at a target. Naar also handles after in the named after sense. Pair it with the verb vernoemen, to name. Hij is vernoemd naar zijn opa. He's named after his grandpa. The source, opa, follows naar. Now, some fixed adverbial phrases. Chunks, where naar means something close to, according to, or by. These are mostly formal, useful in writing and official contexts. Naar mijn mening. In my opinion, slightly more formal than volgens mij. Naar wens. As desired. You'll see this on restaurant menus and order forms. Naar verluid. Reportedly. Literally according to report. Very newspaper. Very formal. Naar mate. As. Or in proportion as. A conjunction. That's a word that connects clauses. Example. Naarmate de dag vorderde. As the day wore on. The mate tacked on the end turns the preposition into a connector. Now the trap. There's a second word spelled exactly naar. Same four letters. That's completely unrelated. A homonym. Two words sharing a spelling with no shared meaning. This naar is an adjective meaning nasty, unpleasant, horrible. Een naar gevoel. A nasty feeling, gevoel, harsh feeling. Ik voel me naar... I feel rotten. I feel unwell. Wat naar voor je? How awful for you. Stock sympathy line. You'll hear it whenever someone tells you bad news. Een nare droom. A bad dream. When the adjective takes an ending, because it sits in front of a singular noun with the article in, it becomes naar. How do you tell them apart? Context. The preposition leans on a destination. Naar huis, naar de dokter. The adjective sits in front of or describes a noun. A nare dokter is a nasty doctor. Naar de dokter is to the doctor. Same spelling, opposite use. The grammar around it sorts them out. Today's Brugel proverb. Een aal bij de staart hebben. Een aal bij de staart hebben. Literally, to have an eel by the tail. Meaning, to be wrestling with something slippery, hard to hold on to. Example, met dat nieuwe project heeft hij echt een aal bij de staart. With that new project, he's really got hold of a slippery situation. Fijne avond nog!